You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently showing at Melanie Roger Gallery are the works of Matt Elwood, James R. Ford, and Cameron James McLaren. In this exhibition, the artists, each presenting new and stylistically diverse work, explore the act itself of making. In his Fourth Estate series, Cameron James McLaren explores the role of media and photography, directly sourcing documentary photography from newspapers in his work. I caught up with Cameron about his work in the show and his practice. So I wanted to ask about the medium in this show. These works use documentary photography directly sourced from newspapers, which you've blown up, distorted, and reproduced. Can you tell me a little bit more about this process and the technique you've used here?
Sure. Well, the images in newspaper photographs represent themes of climate, health, politics, protest, and war. They're abstract and degraded, acting as an anti-hero to, I guess, the iconography you'd see in contemporary photography. They were made by photographing the New Zealand Herald. The newspaper was illuminated from below, where a superimposition was made between editorial photographs and advertising. I was looking to form a direct discussion around how money influences our information.
And these works are behind steel frames. What does that represent?
That's right. The works were made and hung with steel frames reminiscent of the shopfront newspaper stands that some of us will remember from our past. The frame's materiality represents a sense of time and memory, but also acts as a physical barrier between the viewer and the photographs.
And just coming back to using the newspaper as a medium, you've got that distinct focus there. And as you say, the images you've used represent themes of climate, health, politics, protests, and war. And connecting your work to contemporary social and geopolitical landscapes, is there a statement you're making about the newspaper or other issues in these works? What's the kaupapa?
My photographic practice has been centered around documentary photography for the last decade. I believed that I was presenting some truth or reality in my work. However, in recent years, I began to understand that my work was never really a presentation of reality, but was solely an artistic reflection of a commodity, and it was used to sell newspapers and magazines. I guess I've observed how there's a complex state of misperception being propelled by the media. This is institutional and also corporate. There's an integration, a public-private collaboration that has the potential to offer a system that's become driven by financial precedents. Big tech, government, the mainstream media, they're at the centre of the conversation.
And your work is part of a group exhibition with new work by Matt Elwood and James Ford as well. All seem to be connected with a shared concern for process and an element of chance. How does this manifest in your work?
Sure. Well, the sense of chance came through in over 2 years of making of newspaper photographs, where I was searching for that specific overlap between the editorial photographs and the advertising content below them. And this was something that was very much, I guess, a lucky moment amongst many, many unlucky times.
And how do these works in the exhibition build off your previous work and contribute to a continuation of your overall practice?
Well, this work represents a sidestep for me from my background as a documentary photographer, where I guess you could say I'm trying to document the documentary now. I'm looking from outside. I don't feel comfortable being part of the machine anymore, and this is my way of understanding that. Please, Come along to Melanie Roger Gallery on Kay Road and check it out.
That was Cameron James McLaren speaking to me about his works in an exhibition with Matt Elwood and James R. Ford, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery until the 27th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.